Hi, my name is Whitney Wasson, and my favorite thing is indoor apartment gardening.
Hello, this is Leah, and I have another little bonus clip for you. What I'm finding is that often in these interviews, when it is about something very visual, I end up doing a little show and tell, or my guest does a show and tell with me. So during our interview, Whitney was sitting next to all of her plants and then gave me a 7-minute tour of everything she was growing. And so while it doesn't really translate over for the main podcast, I think these little show and tells that my guests give me are still really fun. They're like fun mini little pick-me-ups. So this is Whitney Wasson giving me a tour of her houseplants. Enjoy. Is there anything I haven't asked you about either indoor planting, about apartment gardens, or your webcomic, or the state of stand-up comedy in a global pandemic?
There's so much to discuss.
What's left unsaid?
Well, I would just say that if anybody feels, I feel about sobriety now that I do, like, not unlike I do with gardening, which is like, if you're curious about either thing, like if you think that maybe sobriety would be good for you, as crazy as it sounds, like all of this downtime because of the pandemic is a great time to explore that. And I feel like putting your hands in the soil, you know, measuring pH levels, getting right levels of sunlight, it's a really great hobby that you can fixate on, and you're growing stuff. So for me, it's so linked to getting sober and being healthier, being like, well, why don't I like make something? Like, why don't I have something that I'm cultivating, you know? So it's a big joke to say like, oh, you know, get a kind of cactus that you can't kill. And I do want to like say for the record, it's really easy to kill a cactus. So maybe like a pothos instead, or maybe like a snake plant, you know. But I would just say, like, if anybody's curious about gardening, that they should dive into it, because especially like because of Facebook groups, because of even Instagram groups, you know, there's so many different resources online for growing plants that it becomes like a really cool, engrossing hobby.
I love it. Thank you. It does make me want to do a little bit more careful care of my, I mean, I have pothos because they are impossible to murder. But I do need to do, I think I'm looking at one that I do think is probably ready for like a pot split soon. Mm-hmm. So it's getting really full. So I'm going to have to make some space. I've got a couple in my living room. You can probably see.
I can see behind you. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
Look at that. I like your big hot dog too. Yeah. I don't know if you can see, I guess I have to do it this way.
Okay. No wonder you kept looking over there.
Yeah, it's like there's a hole, and then it continues on to the bookshelves. There's a lot of very finicky plants that can't be in the sunlight like that.
What's that green and like the bottom shelf? It's like white and green.
Yeah, that's an aloe. Over here.
Yeah.
There's I'm growing scallions, so it's. I planted some scallions, and they can just stay in water that way.
What's underneath the, you've got the green spray bottle, and there's something that looks like clover, like three leaf, that's scallions?
Oh. No, those are shamrocks.
Those are shamrocks?
Yeah, they're just monstrous. I have to constantly, I think I sold 6 pots of shamrocks because they just grow and grow. They just
look
funny because you're seeing the back of them. Yeah. They'll it's really interesting. Depending on like the level of light, they'll either be really tiny, or they're big. Their leaves will be massive.
Wow. I had no idea. I had no idea shamrock was anything other than like a 4-leaf clover or a 3-leaf clover in the grass.
Yeah, no, they're huge and pretty, and there's also something called a false shamrock.
Okay.
And it almost looks like that, but the number of leaves is wrong, which is why I recommend that. So,
how many leaves on a true shamrock?
I think those are, there's three.
Okay.
And then clover is what has the four, you know, leaves and their cousins.
Okay. I guess I just thought shamrock was Irish for clover.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, what the hell do I know? Maybe it is. I don't. It's just like if somebody asks me, like, how do you grow this? I can say, like, oh, you do this. But if they're like, what's the scientific name? It's like, I have no idea. Oh, yeah. But I will show you one cute thing. Just because it's right here. Let's see if I can do it without hurting myself. Everybody loves to get bunny cacti because they're so cute, but they are the sharpest, most painful plants. I don't know if you can see, it's a heart.
Oh,
isn't he cute?
So cute.
But they're called bunny cactuses because
they're little bunny ears.
They grow like a rabbit, yeah. But let me tell you, if you touch the soil on that, if you like breathe the wrong way and you get any of these spines, they are so painful.
Oh, so I guess it lives in that vase forever now.
It does. And there's new babies that are growing up, but it's basically like, I think you could give that to somebody that you didn't like because they are so painful. Little tiny, like little basically barbs or spines that you can't see, but as soon as they touch your skin, they're just,
they just awful. Burn. Mm-hmm. I bet. Oof. Oh, wow. Well, Whitney, this has been a delight. I'm real grateful for Jackie Cation fandom bringing us together.
Yes. Let's hang out in real life sometime.
Yes.
When we can.
Yes. After the inauguration, if not sooner.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
All right. Well, have a great... Don't actually hang up because I'm going to need you to record. Okay. Awesome. Well, have a great afternoon.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Finding Favorites with Leah Jones. Please make sure to subscribe and drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Now, go out and enjoy your favorite things.